From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board on Tuesday, March the 1st, placed a three-month townwide moratorium on the installation of solar panels. Only roof-mounted residential units are exempt from the ban. The action was taken at the request of the Town Planning Board. Town planners determined last month that Catskill's existing zoning regulations do not adequately speak to solar power and its appropriate use. The Town Board unanimously voted to adopt the Planning Board's recommendation. Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said there has been increased interest in using solar power within the town of Catskill. As a result of the town board's action Tuesday night, planners are now able to formulate draft zoning regulations for solar use. Izzo said on April 1st, Pace University will issue a draft zoning law specific to the regulation of solar power that may prove useful. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan Gilson reported in the Register Star that local librarians traveled to Albany on Wednesday, March the 2nd, to campaign for additional state funds on National Library Legislative Day. Librarians met with state legislators requesting, and I quote, full formula funding, end quote, or additional state aid equal to the state education aid increases. The Mid-Hudson Library System Library Sustainable Coordinator, Rebecca Smith Aldridge, said Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive budget includes no increases for libraries, leaving state funding at 1997 levels. Hudson Area Library Director Emily Chimides was among the group that visited the Capitol on Wednesday. She said the day went well as she met with Assemblymember D.D. Barrett and a representative of State Senator Kathy Marchione. Claverick Library Director Thea Scoop also traveled to Albany, said many patrons come to her library to access the Internet, pointing out that Columbia County is the second worst county in New York for high-speed service. A January 2015 Siena poll cited by the New York Library Association found library usage up 10% statewide, with usage up 20% for households earning less than $50,000 annually. Chimidi said with the number of people patronizing libraries increasing in recent years, state funding to libraries is critical. That is a story that you can read in the Register Star. Programmers note, Chimidi is a WGXC programmer. The Hudson High School boys basketball team remained undefeated March the 2nd, beating Northeastern Clinton 76-66 at the Glen Falls Civic Center in the regional finals. The Hudson team is now 25-0 and plays next at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, March the 5th at the SUNY Potsdam against Ogdensburg 16-8. Hudson High won the Section 2 title last week for only the third time. In the 1973-74, 1964-65, and 1937-38 seasons, and now is in their first state tournament. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting from New York News Connection for the Public News Service on immigrants asking for a fair share of the New York budget.
As legislators debate the state budget in Albany, New York's immigrant community is making its needs known. Passing the $15 minimum wage, investing in education, and increasing adult literacy programs are among the top priorities in a detailed Budget for Immigrant New York released Tuesday by Make the Road New York. Daniel Altshuler, the organization's director of research, says for too long, some critical needs have not been met.
The state budget offers an opportunity to rectify that and ensure that the resources that are needed in immigrant communities are provided.
According to recent statistics, immigrants now make up more than 22% of the state's total population and almost a quarter of the registered voters. Altshuler points out that most immigrant children are enrolled in public schools that are owed millions of dollars in state education aid under the terms of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity lawsuit.
This report is calling for $2.9 billion in new school aid that should really be focused on high-need school districts and those where immigrants are more likely to be concentrated.
For adults, courses in English as a second language and workforce development programs would help immigrants increase their earning potential. Altshuler emphasizes that by investing in the immigrant community, the state will help secure the future for all New Yorkers.
Community members and our organizations are having continuous conversations with elected officials to ensure that proposals in this report be reflected in the ultimate budget.
The state budget is due by the end of this month and goes into effect on July 1st. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
For our final story, Claire Hughes is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that walleye fish in the Hudson River caught between the Rip Van Winkle Bridge in Catskill and the Tappan Zee Bridge in Westchester County show elevated levels of PCBs. State health officials are warning New Yorkers not to eat walleye from the river. Last year, General Electric's dredging cleanup of the Northern Hudson River concluded. That is a story that you can read in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 31 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 16. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Friday, a chance of snow showers, mainly before noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 34 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 6:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:49 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the third day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.